Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Would you care for a cigarette, sir?
No.
Would you care for a chocolate-covered candy?
I do not eat candy. I'm on a diet.
You're on a diet, sir?
Oh, that's ridiculous. I should be on a diet.
Let the wastebasket get fat.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Hi.
Rich with the aroma of love. The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Tom Kierine.
Good morning. A lemon yellow sunrise underway. There's the live view.
Super, super, super.
That guy's retarded.
Today is October 1st. Yeah. Does anybody care about any of these things? The guy that's trying to extort money from Tom Cruise killed himself. Sharon and Ozzy say that if they get Alzheimer's, they will kill themselves.
Uh-huh.
Jackie Chan says he doesn't like the Rush Hour movies either. He does them for money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Georgia Fox, the gap-toothed girl, is leaving CSI.
Oh. She's the one that was under the car, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir. And Evander Holyfield is making his own grill to compete with George Foreman.
Just what we need. We need another one.
And of course,
there's always room for improvement.
And, of course, Mike Amaro is right. Dwayne Johnson is a huge star.
Mm-hmm. As I predicted 2 years ago.
You all of you people that went to that movie, I want you to do something to signify yourselves, to stand out from the rest of us.
Yes.
I call it Ass Wednesday. Now, it's kind of like Ash Wednesday.
Right.
What you want to do, be very careful, I'm going to say this, as a way of saying to everyone that you made the Dwayne Johnson movie number one this weekend, I want you to rub something on your forehead on Wednesday.
A smudge.
Now, it's not the brown ashes that Catholics would put there.
I think I'm getting a clear picture of what you want.
Right, yes, it's Ass Wednesday.
Well, I guarantee you that'll make you stand out. Even if you're standing in back of the person, you can't see him.
Okay, so besides, let me see. I guess that's the biggest story.
Right.
The fact that Dwayne Johnson is a huge, huge star.
I do have a breaking news for outside, though. This is very, very concerning to all of us outside. Mm-hmm. We normally get this in mid-November. The Crows have come back.
Here they come.
The Crows on the first day of October are already circling around the building.
No way. I just washed my car, and I parked my car under that tree today.
I talked about this to Joe last week outside. I said, Joe, won't be long now before they come back.
Yeah.
Rob and Joe and I are standing outside just 1 minute ago.
Can I tell you something?
And there they were circling the building.
Joe and I, we are really strapped for conversation around here. We had the same conversation last week.
Yes. That's because we sensed they were coming. I thought we could wait about a month. They're already starting to make their presence felt.
Three flocks from three different directions.
Right.
And I think what they're doing is they're scouting the trees.
Because
I don't think they like the trees if the trees have the leaves on them.
Right. But they know this is where they're going to hang out. Right outside our studio where they can begin pooping onto cars.
We're safe as long as there are leaves.
You think so?
I do.
All right.
So let's plant evergreens. So
when the trees went bare, that's when we had the problem.
I think that it's not too early to start some sort of game plan for how we are going to combat the crow problem that we have here.
Was it last year we tried noise?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We tried. Did we ever try like a BB gun or anything like that?
No, we get in trouble for that. We found out that
we had that big
that's illegal. Gun. Go figure.
What about poison corn?
Poison corn. That's evil. I like that.
Where do you get poison corn?
Well, you make it, Don.
You know, we could just take corn and like dunk it in Clorox or something, right?
I think what you need for that is something like arsenic.
I don't think we tried the noise thing enough. I don't think we did it enough. I don't think we had the right tools. Just a few firecrackers, I don't think that worked.
We had that tremendously loud potato gun. Remember?
Maybe we can get another potato gun.
But they grew deaf to it after two or three firings.
Mm-hmm. I think we can work it out.
Those birds, let me rephrase that. We are those birds' bitches.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Those birds own us. There's nothing we can do. What it means now,
there are going to be four parking spaces in the whole parking lot where you'll be able to park your car without getting it pooped on.
I'm just going to say that for the next 6 months now, everybody's going to have elephant-sized poop on their cars.
I call Employee of the Month parking lot. I do. I call it. I park there anyway. You guys park in the shade when it's hot. Right. I park there all year long.
How is it you always win that?
because it's empty when I come in.
Right. So there's no actual title.
Well, once I found out, you know, I was so stupid that when we first moved over here, I thought it was for the chiropractor next door. I didn't know that it was the old employee of the month from the old WARW.
What if we really were to vote on an employee of the month?
How about an employee of the week? Yeah, because
Says month.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, and it is the first of the month, Mike.
Uh-huh. What would be the criteria?
You just would vote. Like a blind vote?
How about by weight?
Hey, hold on. That's one thing you forgot to tell them.
Oh, yeah.
At King's Dominion, listen to this.
Robert was dying to get this one. You know, there's always one hot giveaway, like stuffed animal.
Right.
And it was a stuffed Spider-Man that hung upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried the squirt the water in the clown's mouth.
That's an ace game. That's easy.
They had a lot of people playing it.
Really?
And we just couldn't get it.
Oh,
there weren't
sucks.
Many games that we tried to listen throw
to
the ring.
Listen this wild card, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to know how I won it?
Guess the weight?
Made the man guess my weight.
What did he guess?
He guessed way too low. Huh.
Really?
Yeah, because I was looking very good that day.
And double bonus.
Yeah, and I didn't have my Oreos yet.
He guessed way too low.
Guess Rob's weight.
Yes, he guessed way too low. I'll tell you his guess.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me his guess.
275.
Oh, way too low.
Pixie!
Oh, my God.
Oh, Pixie, give me my goddamn toy.
Never have I been so happy to be morbidly obese.
That's when you sprinted over to the fried Oreos?
I walked over. You don't sprint.
No.
I phoned ahead.
Deep fried Oreos.
I phoned ahead to International Street.
Did they have the fried candy bars, too?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
But the Oreos, that's where the money was.
Would that have been good with your I get around scooter?
That would be good. And the thing about the hover round, Don, is
the
double reinforced seat made of high quality, high pressure foam for great comfort.
You know, for an amusement park, though, fine product.
Yeah.
I tell you, even if you're not handicapped, be fun to tool around on them.
Hello. Good. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I thought we had something. Maybe we don't. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how
or
you doing?
Or Dewey. Hello. Hello there.
Hey, how about using a paintball gun on them crows?
On them crows?
Them crows.
Okay, well, I think we
on them crows.
We discussed that.
Yeah, but a paintball is going to get on the building next door. It's going to get on the trees, and somebody would cause a ruckus.
How about a paintball filled with poison corn?
I like the idea of some sort of ordinance, though. Some sort of firearm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some sort of, even if it was a, hey, how about this? Hey, no. How about this?
No.
How about a blank gun? How about a legitimate starter pistol? And we get plenty of stuff to use it.
We can try that.
I would love that.
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
I think I can get one of those.
But
you can get a...
That's right.
I happen to know that Buzz can get one of those.
I live near a swimming pool.
Probably get one within an hour. But I do think that they grow accustomed to the noise. We saw it last year.
Yeah, but it's still fun to try.
Did you ever tell that on the air?
I did. Yeah, we talked about that. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, Buzz lived next to a crowded pool where they made too much noise.
They had swim meets
for
there.
The curmudgeon-y newsman on Saturday mornings. Uh-huh. And so Buzz's game plan was to go down with some of his equally curmudgeon-y neighbors and hide right along his fence line and then use the starter pistol to give them all false starts.
3, 2, and then fire before.
You never did that, though, right?
Never actually needed to do that.
Oh, that's right. It got worked out before.
Yeah, I think we've worked out a compromise.
So the swimmers weren't bothering you this summer?
No, they put up some trees. They turned the speakers the other way. It's much nicer now.
It wasn't before he went screaming at City Hall, though. Remember that?
He went to a town hall meeting.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Burbank goes to Washington.
That's right.
I remember the picture of him on the front page of the paper, finger in the air, screaming.
Face red as a beet.
That's right.
His big Jeff Spicoli poncho on. Uh-huh.
There's a noise ordinance in this town.
Mr. Burbank, put that marijuana out.
No fun loud.
Buzz shows up just like Spicoli. He's got the bagel in the crotch of his pants or right at the top of his pants. He goes,
tucked in.
There's no birthday party for me here.
Hey, dude.
You're making too much noise, dude.
I like the idea of you acquiring a starter pistol so we can scare the birds
away.
I'll
make a note of it now.
All right.
On which side of the property is the tree? The tree itself, the main one over here in the corner. Isn't that one on our property?
No,
technically,
it's on the other side of the
actually,
fence.
It's all on the condo. I'm looking at all the trees down there, all on the condo side. There's only
most
one that's
them,
in our
right.
parking lot, and that's that corner one where they hang out. But the ones that you're concerned about when you got really, that one time you really got dive bombed, those three, there are three that are kind of joined together. And I see 1, 2, 3, 4. There are four that are on the other side of the condo. And if you look at that, that chain link fence that we have right bordering the parking lot,
nice.
You can see remnants of last year's diarrhea debacle that we had with the birds.
Are you thinking of cutting down the trees?
That I would love that. I think that we should just not even get anybody's permission.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, they're not doing any more work on that condo. I don't know what they're up to over there.
Why doesn't somebody just, seriously, one of our listeners tomorrow show up with a big-ass chainsaw? Now, we would need somebody with a little engineering knowledge because this tree is very close to a high-rise apartment
building.
It'll
crush the cars. I like the idea of having fun, though. I know you don't want the birds at all. I like the idea of scaring them away every night.
But it never worked. Mike, I hate to. Rob, turn away. I'm going to say something I shouldn't say in front of you. I just want to cut to the chase and make the final solution.
That's what I was saying with the poison corn.
Hey. We don't need to poison them. I think I can do it. I think I can do it with
what if we drug them?
So and you're not. You can't chop them. We're going to get arrested. The person would get arrested because the condo people would arrest them for chopping down that tree.
Small claims court. If a tree, like the foliage is on either side of the line, it's usually split between the owners.
Trees get diseases.
Poison
corn for the tree?
What about if we just cut part of the tree that was on our side of the lot?
What if we get one of those fake owls?
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
It's worked before.
And you know what? That's not going to really help us because they're going to be on all the trees.
Uh-huh. What if we hire somebody that we can pay like $5 an hour to stand out there and climb the tree?
Every guy to get out of the tree.
Hey, Joe.
Have it be Joe's mission.
Get out of there. I'll shoot you with this power washer.
Hey.
Can you buy like a shotgun that has blanks? Like, you know what they use in movies?
Mike,
can you get a machine gun that fires blanks?
That's a real gun,
you know,
with a blank cartridge.
Buzz, just go down to Walmart and get us a starter's pistol.
A starter's pistol? A good one that's going to make a really good loud
bang. I do think if we do that, we should hip the cops to that if we're going to be outside shooting a gun.
It would be a little bit disconcerting if the cops showed up and
a couple of fat disc jockeys running around shooting a gun into the air.
Drop that weapon.
Yes, sir.
First time that happens since Sean Hall.
Man, would that be with the ratings skyrocket right there? Sean had a Magnum.
You crows better leave us alone.
I'm going to clean my 357. I'm
driving my Berlinetta.
There I am.
Yeah, I drive an $80,000 car. I live with my mom.
How are you?
He's married now. He's happily married.
Safe home, Ira Melman.
Who was the best man, him or Ira Melman?
I think Sean was the best man at Ira Melman's wedding.
They're very close.
Yeah.
In many ways.
I bet they've had a fried Oreo cookie.
I bet he could win a Spider-Man.
I was going to say, he would not win. He would not win. The guy would go, 1,000 pounds. You got me.
He'd win a get around. What the hell is that thing called?
A hover around.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Yeah, why don't you relocate down out here in Sacramento? Why don't you relocate me? I'll come and kill them suckers.
What are you talking about? You have two thoughts. So what do you mean relocate? Like relocate to Sacramento?
No, I want to get out of Sacramento. Relocate me where y'all are.
He wants us to relocate him.
We found our $5 an hour employee.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'd pay someone $10 if they would just come down one night, just cut all these trees down. Just covertly.
Cutting the trees down is going to get everybody in very big trouble.
Not if they wear like those night burglar outfits.
Like John Belushi wore in Animal House?
Exactly, Mike.
Ninja.
And you Ted dancing it up. You put some blackface on. Mm-hmm.
What type of animal, if we could have an animal outside on a leash, what type of animal would do? No, because then you have to take care of it.
Super Dave.
Otherwise, it will be done. Oh, Super Dave.
Put him on a leash.
Hold on. What about Dennis?
Oh, Dennis. Have Dennis come down. And Dennis could just go, hello, crow.
I'd rather have the birds.
I know that this is very retarded. We'd never be able to do this. What are the odds that we could actually have a contractor or somebody with a brain in their head build Dennis some sort of treehouse?
A tree stand.
Absolutely. Even like Mike, like a hunter stand.
Mm-hmm. A tree stand, have it about halfway
where
up.
Where he can be out there to win himself back into our good graces
right
during the entire show one day.
He wouldn't be able to climb a rope ladder. We need stairs.
Yeah, he would. Even a ladder might be a problem.
You know what? I was going to suggest that he could swing a broom at him, but even that will be tough.
We could actually
fall off every time. He would.
We could have a rotating group. We could have Tom Gavin.
Hey, hold on. Tom would do it every day.
Tom would be, but
Tom,
he'd
Tom,
be reasonable.
If we asked Tom to.
And all Tom would have to be is
Tom
like,
would live in the tree.
He could stand under the trees for the whole show and be like, get away, birds.
finally, we have a reason for Tom to be around.
Tom would do that job, mm-hmm.
but he'd have to stay over in the parking lot area.
And he could use his cane.
We would have to chain him to the tree, though.
Yeah, I mean, at least secure him, maybe with those twist ties
or an electric fence.
No, we do like
Tom is
in,
the right one for that job.
We do it like in Something About Mary. Seriously, we give him space to
have
run,
him a run
to run and dig
a line.
Tom would do that.
He would.
Tom would do that. I'm not sure I would want to give the starter pistol to Tom. That might be. That really would. That would scare the people in the
magic.
Condos.
That's magic. If we have Tom Gavin chained to a tree the way you would chain a dog, the way Mike Vick would chain a dog.
Did we ever use a legitimate air horn? Like a boat air horn,
no.
The real kind that's got the CO2 cartridge?
I don't think we did.
What about Tom Gavin with a CO2 cartridge out there?
Take a moment and stop what you and think what you're saying.
No, this really would be. Look, he doesn't have to come in the studio. He doesn't have to be here.
Right? I only ask that he be chained to the tree. That seriously, we put a leash around his neck and we chain him to the tree.
We still have that electric collar?
What are they doing? We don't need to make an electric collar.
I'm not saying to shock him.
I just want him leashed to the tree.
You want him secured to the tree?
Yeah.
All right. Securing to the tree. I'm trying to use the right semantics here.
For his own safety, we secure him.
His own safety. Mm-hmm. We basically. And he's got, what, a 10-foot radius that he can walk around?
I give him like 12 feet, Mike.
Give him 12 feet. You can take care of that in any Petco.
Seriously.
Do you want to give him a choke chain? You know the kind that they use like for the pit bulls and stuff that have the hooks in them? No, you don't want to do that.
No, we don't want that. No. You know what he could get, though? You know, everybody has it now, the big plastic thing that's got the inside where your dog can run and run and run.
Yeah, it's a plastic leash that has an extender on it.
It's got the button if you ever wanted to, like,
and really, if you got the proper size, Tom would be over near that tree, and then when he got close to the radio station studio, it would stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
You're trying.
Then we could have fun with, you know, like running away from him and stuff until he catches him.
And he'll never learn.
I want...
Like the dog on Foghorn Leghorn.
Right.
Here's what I want for Christmas, Santa, please. Tom outside,
right,
chained to the tree,
chained
with a starter pistol.
Or an air horn.
Please, starter. Or how about both?
Both.
How about both?
And maybe we could get him a holster.
And a hat.
And a cowboy. He can be our crow wrangler.
That's right.
He can be. It'll be better than Kid Nation.
How long would it be?
Tard Nation.
How long would it be until we tired of that?
It would.
What time would you start?
Like right at the beginning of a show?
Right.
Well, the crows don't land until dusk, so they wouldn't really.
We got into trouble with that. Tom doesn't have to show up till before 5 o'clock or so.
Oh, come on.
And then we can get him outfitted. But, you know, he would get here early so we could put him in his Western outfit, you know, and really, and the hat would have to be small.
Comically small. Maybe red.
Listen, first, somebody has to go to Petco.
Get him the chain. Get him the right.
Get the collar and the chain.
Right.
Then we need a starter's pistol and we need an air horn.
An air horn. That's all we need.
And a hat.
And we need some garden hose.
Fish.
And a brick.
You know, we never called Germany. Let's break, and we'll come back, and we really should do that, being as today is Oktoberfest.
Maybe
they
have a starter pistol over there.
Starter Luger.
Sure they do. Dot, dot, dot.
Hey, eat
my Luger.
I'll tell you, when this is all done, you know, I'm going to look at you and say, I told you it would work. All right. Tom's going to have a job. I bet he's excited right now.
Sunny your days.
It'll be wonderful.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Don't be showing.
We will call Rob's Homeland right after
this. This is the Don and Mike Show.